Listen and Live Audio presents Bone by Bone by Carol O'Connell. Read for you by Benjamin Harris. Chapter 1. A batty old man of the cloth had once described the Hobbs boy as a joke of God's, an archangel of the warrior caste, and a beacon for women with carnal intentions. An angel. Would that he had wings. Orrin Hobbs, now a man full grown, opened his eyes in the dark and took deep breaths to quell the panic. Every time he dreamed, he died. Neither awake nor asleep, he was caught, for a second or two, between the nightmare of going home again in the solid world where he had arrived, where a dog was barking in the yard. He lay sprawled upon the old horsehair sofa. The upholstery smelled of tobacco and spilt whiskey, the best-loved vices of his father and the housekeeper. These stale odors were cut with a slice of a cool, sweet air from the open porch window. He had forgotten to lower the sash after climbing inside, and now Orrin recalled that the door to the house had been locked against him for the first time in memory. Still drowsing, his eyes were slow to pick out the surrounding shadows of furniture that took on familiar form, but no detail. What the hell? One of the shadows scuttled across the carpet, agitated and flapping its wings like a gray moth, a moth that could skin its shin on the coffee table and whisper curse words. Memory guided Orrin's hand to a lamp, and he switched it on the better to see a woman wrapped in a purple robe with great floppy sleeves. Hannah? Nearing 60, the housekeeper was a small, slight figure beneath that oversized garment, the same old bat.